Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, there's an interesting twist in the sexual harassment world.
Interesting, you say?
Yeah, and it's Charlie Rose.
Oh, wow.
And it's not moron Al Franken.
Well, there was another one that came out yesterday on Al Franken.
Harvey Weinstein story broke in the New York Times. Or the New Yorker. Was it the New Yorker or the New York Times?
I don't know.
Is that a small detail that doesn't matter?
That's an important part of the story. Where, you know, who ran the story? I think it was New York Times. But the stories, the rumors had been out there forever that, you know, don't be alone in a room with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Everyone in the world knew it, but Meryl Streep. Everybody knew it, but Meryl Streep.
She was left out of the loop on a lot of things.
Don't tell Meryl. But Harvey Weinstein is a predator. She loves him. She called him God.
Well, let me just check for a second. All right. Yes. Here it says, into a blockbuster New York Times story. The Weinstein break. All right, so. Broke on the New York Times.
About a month ago, a little over a month ago, this whole thing
started. Is that all it's been? It seems like forever.
October? Pre-Halloween. But anyway, if that's not part of the story, go ahead.
So the Harvey Weinstein story breaks in the New York Times, which I don't think is exactly the start of this whole avalanche, but it was a big chunk of it. You could go back to Bill Cosby or Roger Ailes or Bill O'Reilly or something.
Roger Ailes was at Fox. He was
right, but
run out of there.
These were the
dirty old,
you know,
man.
They were stories that were out there before Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
But the New York Times breaks this story, and now the torpedo has come out of the tube, circled completely around, and nailed the New York Times itself.
Who's getting crushed at the New York Times now? The editor?
White House correspondent Glenn Thrush.
He works for the New York Times.
He's the White House correspondent. Right. He's down there at the White House press room, impartially covering the White House.
He's
for the New York Times.
Covering the White House. He's as impartial as Sam Donaldson was.
Right. So he's been suspended.
For?
That I'm trying to find. I started reading a story about It's impossible to keep up with. I started reading a story about Charlie Rose, and here's Glenn Thrush in the story.
I wouldn't even have known who Glenn Thrush was.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, okay.
But he's the New York Times White House correspondent.
That's a good gig, right?
I would
New
think
York
so.
Times White House press correspondent. That's.
I think you're almost dictating what the rest of the country is covering as far as White House news.
So what did he do? Who was he walking around in front of naked like Charlie Rose? Who doesn't know to put their pants on when you're having a meeting?
As long as we're there, we'll come back to Mr. Thrush in a minute. Yeah, walking around naked at work?
What? Jeez, come on. This isn't even kind of like sexual harassment. It's just, I don't know, absent-minded old man?
Rose, the co-host of CBS This Morning in 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes? I thought only the best people, the people in charge
cream of the crop,
the people in charge of cleaning everyone else's slate and investigating all their misdeeds worked there, as well as owner and creator of his nightly PBS program, gave the Post a statement. It's essential that these women know I hear them and I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior.
Blah, blah, blah.
I always felt that pursuing blah, 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 I realized mistaken. Okay.
But he thought, in his statement, he said something about, I always thought that, you know, they were into it or something like that. You know, like, I thought.
Well, he came out of the box hot. I mean, this isn't a trickle out with one or two people. This is like
eight.
Right away, eight.
Eight.
Three of them on record say Rose made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including lewd phone calls, walking around naked in their presence or groping their breast buttocks or, you know, the swimsuit area. What walking around naked at work. Anyone try that here? I can't, you know.
Ben's producing for Eric this week. Ben, you're the youngest person on the show. Here, put on some headphones. Grab your microphone.
One
Ben.
Roman said Rose brought her to his Long Island estate to discuss a possible job. Come on over to my house and we'll talk about a job for you. Who does this?
Ben, are you taking all this in so that when you reach a level of power that of Charlie Rose, you know enough to keep your pants on?
I feel like I got a pretty good grasp of not taking off my pants.
All right, Ben. Subsequently attempted to put his hands down her pants. She said she pushed his hands away and wept through the encounter. So what, you stayed there and cried?
This is the part I don't get. This is the part that's really a mystery to me. Why you don't? I'm out of here.
A former producer Rhea Bravo, which is a funny name to me. Sounds like a John Wayne movie.
Racist.
Rhea Bravo.
Racist.
It's almost Rio Bravo.
Yeah, but it's not. It's Rhea. That's her name, and it's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name.
Who did that to their kid?
I embrace that name.
What parents did that to their child? Our last name is Bravo. Let's name her, well, it's not quite Rio Bravo. But
you think that's Rhea. What they were going for?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, could have been. They could have been big John Wayne fans. Why not just name her Rio Bravo, though?
I don't know.
Why go with the Rio?
Maybe because Rio is essentially a male
word. Name? Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
In Spanish.
You're learning stuff all the time right here, yeah, Ben.
This is great.
Well, in Spanish, every kind of noun gets a either masculine or feminine assignment.
I learned this by taking German
like
English.
Who you say el gato el? Yeah. It's a male. English, la is female.
English is like the only language where you don't necessarily identify the gender when you say they or them or something that. Everything
and
else.
Who gets beat up for being misogynist right. and hateful to women?
All the other languages, it's clear. It's a
yeah. So Rio would be male.
Okay.
Anyway, Rhea Bravo said Rose once climbed on top of her on a plane flight.
Who doesn't know not to climb on top of, what was she, his assistant?
A former producer.
Former producer.
An assistant.
Ben, I promise not to climb on top of you today.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I really do.
An assistant, Kyle Godfrey Ryan, and that sounds like a boy's name, but Kyle, girl Kyle, said Rose would berate her in public, call her as late as midnight and as early as 6 a.m., and press for details of her sex life. And Rose said that he thought the women were into it, that, you know, he was just flirting. And
did you? I have to see his actual statement, but yeah, there's part of it where he thought that it was not welcomed. He didn't use that word.
Then another woman is kind of complicit in it all. Yvette Vega, Rose's longtime top producer, told the Post she didn't act on the women's complaints. So, see, this is the believability button for me. Because you have a woman who worked with the guy saying, yeah, I should have done something about it, but I didn't. And I regret it, which is like her saying, yeah, it was going on. I should have stood up for them. I failed. It is crushing. I deeply regret not helping them.
I heard one story I heard was she shrugged her shoulders and just said, well, that's Charlie being Charlie. Wow. You're totally complicit.
It was the Republicans who had that war on women when Mitt Romney was running for president, right? Isn't that it? And yet all these people. Your Glenn Thrushes, your Charlie Roses.
Yeah, Charlie.
We're reporting such things while stuffing their hands down women's pants, and
I behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that. Though I do not believe that all these allegations are accurate. I also felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I realized I was mistaken.
Just not reading feeling. The room, Charlie.
No kidding. For a guy who does these in-depth interviews right. with people and has to go off of their body language.
Like, for a person at the
yeah,
journalist.
A guy who's supposed to be perceptive right. and zeroing in on the truth.
And sense an opening cool. or a softness and go, oh, there it is. Now I'm going to zero in on that. You know, he's got to always have a keen sense of, that struck a nerve. Let's go down that road for a while, right? Right?
Yes, absolutely. A reporter. You're supposed to be catching the vibe, understanding people, reading their body language as opposed to what they're saying. So if she's saying, you know, if she's sitting there crying because you shoved her hands down
her pants, yes.
You got allergies? What's the matter?
Yeah, see her crying. It's just like, you know, I think I'm going to go forward with this. Yeah.
I think this is going well.
Good,
she's crying, Charlie.
Feels
you
good.
Dummy.
Going well.
Feels good.
She is into it.
Yeah. He said, and here's the quote. And here's the key word. I always felt. So every time. According to him, that this went on, he thought, this is going okay.
Right, and there's another believability button there. He's fessing up. Well, I thought they liked it. All right.
Early.
So, yeah, the other reporter, Glenn Thrush, you want to get on that horse
okay,
for a
yeah,
while?
Okay, yeah, back to the Washington Post. Thank you, Ben,
yeah, no problem.
For that.
This is CNN. CNN must be happy they can break a story for once.
CNN had a bad day yesterday, though, too.
New York Times.
Trump's going to make AT&T sell them and watch them sink because the Justice Department is blocking that merger, that sale. He told him he would. I'm not letting that happen.
So CNN reports this story. A star political reporter at the New York Times has been suspended over allegations of sexual misconduct involving younger female journalists. Times spokesman called the allegations against Glenn Thrush, one of the newspaper's top reporters covering the Trump administration, quote, very concerning and not in keeping with the standards and values of the New York Times. Oh, really?
I sense a bit of sarcasm there. A little bit of sarcasm.
Yeah, just a little bit. We fully intend to investigate, and while we do, Glenn will be suspended. A story published Monday by the policy and politics website Vox.com said that Thrush, 50, has, quote, a history of bad judgment around young women journalists. Story included allegations from three women, so he comes out off the starting blocks with three, as well as the article's author, Laura McGann, who together accused Thrush of a range of similar experiences that included unwanted groping and kissing and hazy sexual encounters that played out under the influence of alcohol. So he gets drunk and gropey?
Maybe he gets sober and gropey.
Thrush joined the Times late last year after
he's new.
Politico. I didn't read the handbook. Is that not allowed?
That's the George Costanza excuse when he had sex with the cleaning lady on his desk. And his excuse was that wrong? Was I not supposed to do that? Because I don't remember reading that in the handbook.
Yeah, so he's sort of been on Trump's case. Thrush's longtime Beltway chronicling has made him a fixture on cable news over the years. Last year's Saturday Night Live depicted him in multiple sketches. Spokesman for MSNBC said Monday that the network is awaiting the outcome of the Times investigation of Thrush. And he currently has no scheduled appearances on the network, which he, you know, he was a talking head on there all the time.
Sunday mornings?
Well, they always have talking heads.
Okay.
All right. So those are the details of his encounters.
How do you,
there.
If you're Charlie Rose and Thanksgiving is 2 days away, how do you put some lipstick on this thing for the holidays with the big family get-together? Yow!
Do you think the family didn't know?
I don't know. No, I don't know if there's a Mrs. Rose even. I don't know what his situation is, but he's not going to the holiday party, right? He's not going to the office Christmas party at CBS now.
That would seem to be.
Or at PBS.
That would seem to be a dangerous environment for him, you know.
Here comes Charlie with no pants on. Yeah. The Christmas party again.
Let someone else, you know, Xerox their butt on the copy machine.
Do you buy this?
Someone else do that.
Do you buy this for even a second? I always felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I now realize I was mistaken.
No. Unless he's incredibly deluded.
We went through that with the interviews. He's the guy who's supposed to be able to read people.
Right.
So what makes you a good interviewer is your ability to get them to warm up to you, you to them, get them, you know, comfortable, get them to say things.
Read the room, assess the situation, weigh what they say.
Zero in on key words like stop or I'm crying.
Yeah, or yeah, body language like
recoiling in horror.
And crying.
Yeah.
The Thrush story has his the usual. My recollection of my interactions with Laura differs greatly from hers. Well, I don't remember it that way.
This remember being a great night for me.
Yeah. I've never offered mentorship or reporting advice to any one man or woman with an expectation of anything in return. To assert otherwise is false. So he's pushing back a little. But, yeah, he starts out with three. Wow. What a day. And then what's Al Franken up to? Another accuser surfaced yesterday.
Yeah, nothing really came of that. Just a woman who said they were at the Minnesota State Fair.
Lady.
Yeah, they did a picture. He put his hands firmly on her ass.
Franken always seems to have a photo with his stories. Leanne Tweeden, that's a photo.
Right.
And Lee Korfman.
Boy, Google.
You don't see any hands in that photo, but there they are together.
I Googled Thrush Washington Post. I just wanted to see what this guy looks like.
New York Times.
Oh, New York Times. That's why the bird pictures came up.
Why do I get the bird section of the Washington Post?
I'm going second row. There's a thrush.
That's a line of car parts or used to be, right?
Thrush? Headers?
Had the bird covers. With the grimace and the pointy beak. The hair shooting
Google
back.
It. Thrush car parts. Google it. Take a look.
I seem to remember that from my teenage years.
It's also funny that thrush is actually an oral disease as well.
Thrush? Oh, that is. That's right. You have to rinse when you're on like on an inhaler.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You have to, yeah, there it is. Thrush. You're right. There it is.
Boom.
I've seen that a million times.
Smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Oral disease.
Wow.
Skeevy New York Times reporter. Car parts.
That's why I thought
bird.
It was a weird connection.
Right.
There.
There you go. Right.
Between a dude who's kind of a douchebag and some disease in the mouth.
Oh. Nothing good about that.
No.
Thank you again, Ben.
No problem.
Yeah, there he is, New York Times. You're right. So that bird come up with that. Wow, he's not that big a deal, I guess. Yeah, I can see where he would have to corner a woman.
You know, you think he's got no game?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who has game. I just it's an easy target. It's just so easy now.
Well, Charlie Rose always with the thoughtful interviews and the black background.
I got to tell you, when I heard about Charlie Rose, I was knocked out. He just seemed like a nice guy, like a very.
He was so thoughtful.
I like his interviews. I think he's a great interviewer. I've seen him do a ton of interviews. Come on, Charlie Rose, 75. Okay. Yeah, 75 walking around
Bill
without.
Cosby was just a funny man too.
Yeah, right. So this one took me by surprise, Charlie Rose.
Yeah, and it was the first piece of news I heard this morning. It's like, and as soon as you hear someone's name in the news now, that's the first thing I think. Sexual harassment? What? And it was. So Charlie Rose.
I think it hit the air the same time I got the notification on my phone, because literally it hit my phone and that was the story they were doing on the news.
So will the New York Times have a headline story with Glenn Thrush's name in it?
CBS led with it last night on their news.
Right,
that
but
was
I want to know
top story.
If New York Times is going to eat it.
Keep
its
in
own.
Mind, you still have a maniac with an arsenal of weapons sitting in North Korea who hates the United States of America. There are terrorist cells out there who want to blow up all our buildings and kill all of us. But the top story on CBS last night was, Charlie Rose pulls his pants down all the time. I mean, I understand having
almost,
to report it.
It almost needs its own section of the newspaper or website.
Like the green sheet.
Like the sports section.
Or the business section.
You know, the money section. USA Today could have its own, you know, color-coded section.
Yeah. What color is that sexual harassment thing? Purple.
Right. Well, no, life is already purple.
Green?
News is
red?
Green, red.
Yellow?
That's sports and money.
Yellow?
Maybe yellow.
Orange. Orange, you're glad you're not in this section?
Okay. Put me down for orange, then. I vote orange.
All right, there you go. Orange. I made myself laugh with that one. Come on.
That's, you know. Not like it's unused before, but
it's an old joke.
It's good.
It's the banana knock-knock joke.
Good here. It works here.
Orange, you're glad I didn't say banana this time.
It almost needs its own.
Every day, I've said it for the last couple weeks, every day we walk in here and it's somebody new. It breaks during the day.
And because you need the follow-up on the stories that are already up and running, and you need the new launches, believability factor.
I'm interested to see who comes back from this. Charlie Rose, I think, is 75. Let's move along.
Already 5,000 correspondents on 60 Minutes anyway.
Yeah. Well, just Charlie, retire, go away. We're done with you.
Team him up with Bill O'Reilly.
A whole network. You could have a whole network of these guys.
You just about could.
Yeah. With the dude from Fox, you got Charlie Rose. You got Bill O'Reilly.
Okay. And you mentioned North Korea.
Yeah, though I was mentioning just stories that are bigger than, you know, Charlie Rose. I understand CBS getting out in front of this. It's a big deal at CBS. But in the grand scheme of things, okay, fire him and move along. Not that big a deal. You separate from him. You get him out the door. Hey, we fired Charlie Rose today. Other news.
You got to look into it, because anyone can say anything about anybody.
Okay.
And then, okay, you hear a story about someone. Hey, you're fired. Wait a minute.
Now, when these come out, how much time, Charlie Rose, when this hit, basically got the story about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the Charlie Rose news. When did Charlie go, this is going to be on today? I need to write a statement. I'm going to need to have some answers here, right? Because he knows it's coming, because I'm sure CBS was calling going, Charlie, we're getting some very disturbing phone calls here. We've got 8 women.
Eight
women who have signed affidavits and retained attorneys saying that you sexually harassed them. So what's the first question? Well, what did they say I did? Because you want to know, did they tell you everything?
Right.
Charlie,
it's
very disturbing.
You don't want to admit to too much.
Right. Exactly.
It's like a 30 Rock scene. Jenna, we have a problem. I had nothing to do with the body laying on the floor.
Right.
What? Wait a minute, what?
Right. She would always admit to something much bigger than what they actually had a problem with. Like Kevin Spacey. It started out, he climbed on top of a 14-year-old boy at a party. He said, I don't recall that. That was wrong of me. If I did in a drunken moment, I apologize. And he stopped. And the next guy showed up, and then the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. So I would, if I'm Charlie Rose, I'm going, well, what did they say I did?
Um, Yeah, I don't know what the procedures are. It's almost like, what's the movie? Natural Born Killers?
Woody Harrelson?
I don't think that's it. Where who's the guy who's the fixer who comes in and just tells everyone to stop, wash up, roll the body up in a blanket?
Oh, in Pulp Fiction?
Is that Pulp Fiction?
Harvey Keitel is Harvey the fixer Keitel. In there, yeah.
Right, right. That's who I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need a Harvey Keitel type character to swoop into your...
That's Ray Donovan, right? He's the fixer. He makes things go away. That's the whole thing of Ray Donovan on Showtime. He's a fixer.
Fixers wanted.
Well, this is a whole new industry now.
Sure.
The rehabbing my image after sexual harassment. This is a whole new industry. Talent agencies will be starting a whole new branch. And, of course, we have our sexual harassment branch over here. If you're ever accused of sexual harassment, you'll come in this door and see these people.
Yeah, here's our SH fixer over here. Just call him Mr. Jones.
Yeah. SHF. Sorry, SHF?
Yeah.
Sexual harassment fixer. Yeah. I'm president of that division. We're very busy these days. Very busy. Rose file is 4 feet thick.
And you know, it couldn't be worse. We're working on two coasts at the same time right now.
Yeah. Well, I probably have one in Chicago as well.
Although lately now it's been East Coast, pretty much. Haven't heard anything break in Hollywood for a while. It's been news in Washington lately. Seems like to me anyway.
Do you think they've named everybody or think they've circled the wagons and gone, let's just...
Named everybody? No. Yeah,
of course
no,
not.
Yeah. No, I think this is the first spoonful. At some point it'll just be... so much that it gets ignored. Don't you think?
I think we'll get numb to it. I don't think it will lead the news like it has. Mean. Yeah. We get numb to everything. You know, really? How many? Four? What's the big deal? Four women. Well, it's four human beings.
Yeah, well.
But how much time do you want to spend on it every night on the news?
Well, there's always someone new to spend on, you know, your time on the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the news cycle. We turn the page day after day after day, hour after hour.
Just who has popped up since Kevin Spacey?
Well, George Bush.
Was that since Kevin Spacey?
Oh, yeah. Spacey was early.
Older Bush.
I think.
Al Franken, Charlie Rose, Glenn Thrush.
Ari Gold, what's his name?
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven, I think, popped up after Kevin Spacey. He's pushed back, though, and said that, no, it didn't happen. Not like that. You have Elizabeth Perkins holding up her little sign that says James Woods. All he did was talk to her when she was 16. He wasn't her boss. He didn't pull his pants down.
All right, here's a list. CNN's got
Wow,
one.
A running list. Oh, yeah, Ben Affleck. There he is. Then there's the guys we don't even know, show runners. What do they call
right.
that?
Oh, right, those guys,
the,
right.
The dudes that you don't even really know who they are. James Toback. He's got quite a resume there. Ben Affleck, yep. George H.W. Bush.
Chris Savino. He is creator of the Loud House animated show for kids.
It seems like... you know who I think was second after Harvey Weinstein was that dude from Netflix. He was gone almost instantly. He was engaged. His fiance said the wedding's off, and he was fired.
Boy,
just
I'm
like that,
on here, that,
here and gone. I can't remember his name, but yeah, he was a Netflix exec.
Celebrity chef John Besh. About 24 current and former female employees accused him and other male workers of sexual harassment. Mark Halperin, ABC News.
Oh, that's women. Right. That's right. They let him go instantly.
Kissing, grabbing.
And it was for offenses over at NBC. ABC, he works at ABC now. The offenses were reported by NBC, and ABC said, you're fired.
Yeah.
I have a good record here. I'm clean. You're fired.
Michael Oreskes, editor at NPR, two female journalists said he had made unwanted sexual advances toward them.
I am deeply sorry to the people that I hurt. My behavior was wrong and inexcusable, and I accept full responsibility. You're fired.
Let's see.
To my colleagues.
Sexual advances, so is that just coming on, talking dirty, asking
them out? See, I don't know. That's
out?
Kind of wide open. It's like, how? What do you mean, sexual advances?
And it says 2 decades ago, and he had a different job working for the New York Times. Okay, he apparently kissed them during career-oriented business meetings. Okay,
yep.
So how many business meetings have you been to where
you just get to make out with a colleague?
That's like a plot from a porn movie where you go in for the interview and it becomes sex.
Yeah.
Lockhart Steele.
What does he do?
Editorial director for Vox Media fired.
Okay.
After admitting to engaging in conduct inconsistent with Vox's core values.
Admitting. Now, did he admit so they would stop looking? Like, okay, yeah, I did it. Fire me. I'm good. Don't look any further. Gets worse.
I have no idea, but yeah. He did admit and was fired.
Yeah. That's the end of that list anyway.
Where's the next page? I know
the internet
more.
Was full. They couldn't go any further. They ran out of internet space.
I actually heard an interesting hypothesis, if you will, that once Hugh Hefner died, a force field around sexual predators went away.
Did those stars line up correctly? When did Hefner
Hef did die. Hef is dead.
Maybe the force field was weakening.
Yeah, that was it.
And then he got ill.
And then he died, and then everyone got called out.
Wow.
Boom.
That's an interesting theory.
Yep.
That Hef was the shield that protected all of them with this sexual revolution.
It even protected Bill Clinton. Who's this? Steve Jurvetson.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Co-founder of a venture capital firm and board member of Tesla and SpaceX. Okay.
Okay, so that's it.
He resigned after his firm after things surfaced and is taking a leave of absence. He's said it's all untrue. Eddie Berganza, editor at DC Comics. Groping, forcibly kissing women. Fired.
Hef died September 27th, so yeah, that would line up with that the force field is gone.
True. Why do I feel cold suddenly?
The shields are down for the first time in 117 years. How old was Hef? He was born in 1926. He was 89 years old. Okay, so
this list has like the dates. Okay, so what date did Hef die?
He passed away on September 27, 2017 at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay, so November 20, we have Charlie Rose and Glenn Thrush. November 16th, that's when Al Franken stuff broke. Eddie Berganza and Andrew Kriegsberg from Warner Brothers. That was November 10th. November 9th was Louis C.K. and Roy Moore.
I forgot about Louis C.K. Louis C.K. didn't even try and mount a defense. It's like, yeah, I did it. That was...
And
yeah.
He was like, I guess the full Monty is the wrong term to use there, but it was like, yeah, he was exposing himself and fiddling with himself.
Going to town on himself.
And pretty much admitting it.
He was going downtown on himself.
Jeffrey Tambor, November 8th, along with a guy from the Armory Show Art Fair.
Yeah. I don't know. Benjamin, Jeffrey Tambor just said, well, then I quit, then I'm leaving the show, then I'm done.
Yeah, he says, well, I just can't.
Jeffrey Tambor, I heard on the news last night, was with the Milwaukee rep for years.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember that. Must have been before I was
said the idea that I would deliberately harass anyone is simply and utterly untrue. He's out. November 7th, Ed Westwick.
We're only back to November 7th. It seems like you've been reading this for 20 minutes.
He's accused of rape. David Gilead, co-chief executive at Primary Wave Entertainment Agency, Hollywood mogul, sexual assault of four women. November 1st, Jeff Hoover, Kentucky Speaker of the House, sexual harassment and inappropriate text messages. Brett Ratner.
That's serious stuff there.
That was also November 1st. We're still a month away.
Yeah,
we're getting
close.
Halfway September.
Scroll back
27th.
Quickly. I want to see when the first one's popped up.
Andy Dick on Halloween. Kevin Spacey, October 29th. Mark Halperin, October 26th. I'm skipping over a lot of names here, too. James Toback, October 22nd. John Besh, the 21st. Harvey Weinstein, October 5th.
Okay, and that was right at, September 27th. It was like a week later. Boom. Here it comes.
The Hef force field.
Exactly. So that's all the time we have for sexual harassment today.
Well, we'll dip back into it during showbiz news, but there's a,
there's
a big chunk of it there.
Three quarters of showbiz news is eaten up by this now.
Good God.
I don't know how you do it day after day. It's like reading the police blotter.
It is getting a little monotone. But
It used to be Britney Spears. Who was on your Mount Rushmore of showbiz news? Is Britney Spears?
Well, Paris Hilton was for a while. Lindsay Lohan was for a while. Justin Bieber was for a while. The Kardashians are their own Rushmore.
That was just for stupid behavior. This is just flat out criminals now.
Yeah.
These are just hardcore criminals that you're reading about.
Yeah.
Oh, how I yearn for the simple days
Lindsay
Lohan and Samantha Ronson.
And shaving heads and just running over a photographer's shoe.